Good afternoon, brethren. It's good to see all of your smiling voices. And in all those welcomes, I'd also like to welcome my mother-in-law, Florence D'Amelio, who listens in on the cybercast each week. Well, it's quite a week that we had this week. I know that myself and the girls enjoyed the snow, and I hope you were able to enjoy it as well. Well, I had the opportunity, I thought I'd give you a quick update on Melody. I still hear from many of you and want to know how she's doing, and I know that many of you have prayed so much for her and fasted, and I'm just so happy to say that she continues to do very well. In the past 3 years, she's never been out of remission during this time of year, and she's just continuing to do very well. Every now and then, she might get a slight stomach ache, but comparably, she's doing very fine. So I thank you very much for your prayers in that way. Well, brethren, have you ever been a part of a conversation, maybe with your wife or your husband, your friend, your kids, in which you or they said to you, you know, don't do that. You know, the neighbors might see you. Or, you know, you need to really be careful of what you say because you just don't know who's listening in. I know I've been a part of those conversations from time to time. But have you been a part of a conversation when you said, you know, don't do that. You know, God might just see you doing that. Or, be careful, you know, God might just be listening into what you have to say. Well, King David had quite a bit to say about this, and I think he understood the concept very well. If you'll turn to the book of Psalms, and we'll read the 139th Psalm. And in Psalms 139, we'll read verses 1 to 4. David writes, O Lord, you have searched me and have known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts from afar. You compass my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, O Lord, that you have not known altogether. You know, sometimes we're worried and concerned about what others might see or hear us doing, but we need to remember that God sees everything, He hears everything, and He knows our every thought. That is something that our neighbors will never, ever know. Brethren, if our thoughts and actions are appropriate on a godly basis, then we don't have to worry about our neighbors because our actions and our thoughts will automatically be appropriate for the situation. On the other hand, if our actions and speech are only appropriate in public, so that when we're out seen by others, whether it's at work, in the shopping malls, or wherever, if our conduct is appropriate in those areas, but when we are at home behind closed doors, it is not as appropriate, then in no way are we pleasing to God. We need to remember, God sees our actions, He hears our words, and He knows our every thought. In the remaining time this afternoon, I'd like to look at the subject of thoughts to see what God has inspired others to hear us to say to guide our daily lives. If you turn over a few pages to Proverbs 23, Solomon was known as one of the men with greatest wisdom of man. And God inspired Solomon to write the following in Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23 in verse 7. I'm only going to read the first part of it. It says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Very short words, but very powerful. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Brethren, what we think controls what we do and accomplish in our life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. There's a book written by Jack Collins entitled, Yes, You Can. And I think what he had to say here on page 7 of this book ties in very directly with what Solomon wrote. Jack Collins writes, we become what we think about and we achieve what we think about. We will always become what we think. This is an unalterable law of the universe. It is impossible for you to constantly hold a thought in your mind that will not in some way manifest as a reality in your life. Did you get the impact of that? Let me read it again. We become what we think about and we achieve what we think about. We will always become what we think about. This is an unalterable law of the universe. It is impossible for you to hold a thought in your mind that will not in some way manifest as reality in your life. Solomon understood this point. God knows this. What about you and I? What are our thoughts? What do we think about on a daily basis? In the book, Yes, You Can, one of the statements said, in hundreds of interviews recorded in the media with the world's top athlete, each has consistently said that in order to win, they have to see themselves winning in advance. Carl Lewis was a great Olympian. He has won numerous gold medals. He has held several world records. And when he was asked why he won so often, his reply was, I win because I see myself winning in advance, and I win because I expect to win. Brethren, you and I need to do the same thing. We need to see ourselves as winners. We need to see ourselves winning the race. God wants us to think positively. He doesn't want us to think highly of ourselves, but He wants us to think that with His help and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can overcome. He doesn't want us to have fear in our heart. Yes, we need to fear God and respect Him, but He doesn't want us to have fear and doubts. We need to instead expect to win, to think that we're going to be successful, that we're going to overcome, that we're going to overcome the problems that we battle in our daily lives. You know, I certainly know that I'm not problem-free, and I know many of us may have had problems that we've dealt with 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 20 or more. Or maybe there's a new problem that we become aware in our life. We need to think positively that we can and will overcome. It really comes down to our thinking. It comes down to our thought patterns. We need to reflect on overcoming and not on the problem. Because if we think only about the problem, if we dwell on what the problem is, it will always be there. We need to be able to move forward. We need to move beyond that, thinking positively, knowing that with God's help and with Jesus Christ, we can overcome. In addition to that, Paul had something very important to say about thoughts. It's a verse that I think most of you are very familiar with, but let's turn over to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Second Corinthians 10 and verse 5, Paul writes, casting down imaginations, or as it says in my margin, reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Satan is out there on a daily basis broadcasting, and he is not broadcasting positive thoughts. He is out there broadcasting to us doubt, fears, saying, you can't do it, you'll never make it. Because Satan is a negative person. He is the god of negativity. And he is out there broadcasting and wants us to think just the same way that he thinks. But we can't. We must be able to plug into God's wavelength, to think that we can overcome, that we will overcome. Consider for a minute the parable of the talents, the 10 talents, the 5 talents, and the 1 talent. As you all know, the man with 10 talents went out and multiplied and had 10 more talents. And again, the man with 5 went out and multiplied his talents with 5. But what did the man with only 1 talent do? He listened to Satan. He said, oh, what use is it? I've only have 1 talent. Why should I only try? We can't think that way. We need to think positively. And whatever our talents are, as many talents as we have, we need to be using those on a daily basis. We need to eliminate fear from our lives. We need to eliminate negativity. And instead, we need to believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us on a daily basis. Think what we can do in our lives if we do this. If we are tuned in to God and thinking positively, what can we accomplish? Who knows? Again, I'm not saying that we ourselves are great. We truly are the weak of the world. But God, with all His power, can do unbelievable things with the weak of the world. If we tune into Him, if we believe in Him, if we believe in ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can overcome. There is so much that we can do in our daily lives, in our families, and in this congregation. But we need to eliminate the negativity and truly believe with God's help that we can do it. On the opposite side, if we tune into the negativity just automatically, if we start feeling inadequately, physically we become weaker, and it's a cycle that just goes around and around. It just keeps building on ourselves. We can't get ourselves into that trap because it's a trap of Satan. And that's what he wants us to believe. We need to believe what Jesus Christ would tell us. You can do all things through me, through God who strengthens you. Satan wants us to quit. He doesn't care what we quit over. He just wants us to quit. We can't be quitters. We need to be winners. We need to be in the race. We need to be in the race daily. And just like Carl Lewis and all the other athletes said, they see themselves winning. Let's be about being winners. We need to visualize success, knowing that God is with us. And with God with us, we can overcome, we can be in His kingdom, and we can win the race.